President Bush, it is well with his family's soul. It was such a wonderful testimony of who America really is. Because the Christian testimony that went forth in his services was built on a biblical foundation and a godly acknowledgement that the true foundation of national life is faith in God, worship in God, service to others, honor, duty, and the truth of God's word. It was amazing. So many people who watched heard the testimony of Jesus Christ. And so we thank God that that went out into the airwaves. And we thank God that the seeds have been sown, because the peace that we have that passes understanding, we want everybody to have it. Amen. Amen. Do you want everybody to have it? We want everyone to experience the love and the peace of God. There was a question that was asked in a research project, and it was this question: if you could choose what you want most in life, what would you ask for? And the most common answer was peace. People want peace in their marriage, in their family, in their workplace, in the country, and in the world. And our country has some of the best medical and psychological treatment centers, highest educational institutes, and worldwide communication abilities. Yet with all of these things, most people do not experience a true inner peace. And what happens when there isn't peace? Well, you pick arguments usually. You're hard to get along with if there isn't peace inside of you. Is that true? Yeah. Right. If there isn't peace inside of you, then you'll have difficulties in relationship, in your marriage, in relationship with coworkers. There'll be a struggle. We've got to have an inner peace in the midst of everything that is going on. We have to be able to say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Mankind has never known peace. Our municipalities, I believe this is on the PowerPoint, our municipalities have laws against disturbing the peace. No peace treaty that man has ever devised has been kept. In man, there is no peace, and here is why. It's because man has never been at peace with God, and if there is not peace with God, then there can be no peace in the soul. By Clark Tanner. Let's read our first scripture together. Prince of Peace. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He is our Wonderful Counselor. He's amazing. He's awesome. He's astonishing. He's our advisor. He's our advocate. He's a Wonderful Counselor. Hallelujah. He's our Mighty God. He's given us our salvation. Our Mighty God gives us strength, because our God never runs out of strength. How many ran out of some strength this week? Oh, yes. And we're crying out to the Lord, Lord, give me some strength, because he never runs out of strength. And he's our security. We can depend upon him regardless of what's going on around us. He's the Mighty God. He's our everlasting Father. We have a permanent and paternal relationship with our Heavenly Father. And he's our Prince of Peace. His government and peace will increase. And this government is eternal. It will not pass away. So the Prince of Peace is more than just a title. It is an actual name for Jesus. It's a revelation of who he is. and it indicates the character or the destiny of the person. So when we see in the scripture, it says he's the Prince of Peace. He's the ruler of peace. We need to begin to see him as the ruler of peace in our life. It was designated to him in prophecy that he would be the ruler of peace, and of his government there would be no end. So the whole passage, this whole scripture we just read, conveys the fact that our Messiah, our Savior Jesus Christ, is a victorious ruler. He's the Prince of Peace. Shalom is translated to mean safety, prosperity, success, and well-being. It's mentioned in scriptures over 236 times and in the scripture 40 times in Isaiah. 24, is that what I said? 24 times in Isaiah. Psalm 29:11 says, "The Lord blesses his people with peace." Peace is a blessing. Next scripture. Isaiah 55:12, "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace." Luke 2:14, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Let's go on and read Luke 1:31-33. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." The good news is that God is going to establish a righteous government through Jesus Christ. The good news is all about the government of God. The kingdom of God has come to earth. Peace on earth. Peace on earth. Goodwill towards all men. Let's read Matthew 3:1-2. "Because John the Baptist began to announce about this kingdom that was coming. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Now in Matthew 4:17, Jesus' first message publicly was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." When Jesus began to preach, he began to preach the good news of the kingdom. The government of peace that God was establishing that would continue to grow, it would continue to increase, and it is eternal. There is no end. Matthew 4:23-24. Let's read that. "And Jesus, Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them." The good news of the kingdom is that God is able to give us peace. God is able to heal us. Regardless of what we're facing today, God is able to release his kingdom into our situation. It's good news when you have Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, ruling on your behalf. Let's look at Matthew 24:14, because he gave us an assignment, and he said this, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. When we're sharing these books, yeah, the books that you took, when you're sharing that book, that testimony will bring peace to people's lives. Come on, there is something in the book that is going to ignite a desire on the inside of that person to know the Prince of Peace, to get connected with Jesus Christ. And once we're connected with Jesus Christ, we are citizens of another kingdom. We are citizens of heaven. And in that kingdom, there is no sickness. There is no disease in that kingdom. God's kingdom is eternal. And he said, as it is in heaven, let it be on the earth. And so, Lord, we want to be able to connect heaven to earth as we hand books to people, as we share our testimony to people about the good news of the kingdom. And Lord, most of all, we need a little heaven in our life. Amen. Amen. Need a little heaven in our life, in our homes, in our families, in our relationships. We need the peace of God that passes understanding. And we need the Prince of Peace to come and help us out. And you know what? He will. All we have to do is ask him. Promise of peace for all. Let's read our next scriptures together. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him who is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up myrrh and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. So there's no peace for the wicked. Those who refuse the government of God are like the sea that cannot rest. If you sit and look at the sea, you just see the water is always moving and churning. You know, boats need an anchor. Ships need an anchor so that they can get anchored in place. Because if they're not anchored in place, they begin to drift away. Jesus Christ is the anchor of our soul. We've got to have that anchor in our life. So peace is not for the wicked. When we are willing to yield our life and give our life to Jesus Christ, he puts a robe of righteousness on us. He forgives us of our sins. He's able to break all those generational curses that have come down our family line. He's able to set us free from demonic strongholds in our minds. And we all have unhealthy thought patterns that we need God's help with to renew our minds. And that's a constant thing every day. Lord, align my mind with your will. Align me in Jesus' name. So my thoughts are your thoughts. Lord, let my thoughts come in sync with the kingdom of heaven. Let me, Lord, to be in tune with what the Holy Spirit is doing. These are things that we need to ask the Lord every day. And when we ask him, we'll receive it. Is that right, James? God will give it to you. You know, he says you have not because you ask not. And so we ask. And if we don't get it the first time, we keep knocking. There's examples in the scripture where the widow would not give up. And she kept knocking. And so we keep asking for the peace of God because it's ours. Sometimes there's some thought pattern or some stronghold in our mind that we have to be willing to let go of. You know, we can get some strong mindsets. We can have some strong opinions about things. Is that right? Am I talking to the right crowd this morning? We can have some strong opinions. And we want everybody to think the way we think. Well, just tell your neighbor, well, they don't. Wouldn't you like to know what's going on in some folks' heads? Probably not. No, never mind. Never mind. We have enough to deal with what's going on in our own head, right? Hallelujah. But we can have peace. We don't have to wait for the future. Let's see what Romans 10, chapter 10 tells us about this. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Are you with me? That if we confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter how you were raised. What matters is what you do today. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. When we call on the name of the Lord, we will be saved. It doesn't matter if you were born in America. It doesn't matter where you were born. Salvation is for everyone. Peace is for everyone. The Prince of Peace wants to be ruler of our life. Hallelujah. So let's take a look at real peace, and we'll quickly go through these, and we're going to close our service with a song. But real peace will bring us security. Let's read it in John. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So peace isn't the absence of conflict. No, peace is being able to get with the Prince of Peace in the middle of the conflict so that you don't get pulled in to the conflict. We can easily get drug into stuff that we should not be involved in. And some things we should be involved in, but in a posture of peace before the Lord. It's knowing that no matter what happens, God is still in control. It's security. Jesus said, this is Jesus talking. He said, in this world you'll have trouble. Tell your neighbor, you're going to have trouble. You know, there's a gospel out there that tend to make people think that once they connect with Jesus, everything's just going to be wonderful. They're going to be prosperous, and they're going to be healthy, and they're going to have whatever they want. Tell your neighbor that's not true. And actually what that has done is weaken Christianity. And Christians are having problems standing up in the middle of everything that's going on around them. And instead of standing on God's word, they're beginning to compromise and accommodate. But we want to be strong in the Lord, strong in the word of the Lord, and know that trouble is going to come. But we have the Prince of Peace. You see, he's the ruler of peace. And you know, in his government, the laws never change. Never. He's not legislating something new today. No, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is always on your side. Give the Lord a praise. He's our Prince of Peace. We thank you, God, for your peace, for your security. In the midst of the storm, it is well with my soul. Second thing is we will have rest. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Would you read this with me? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Real peace comes from trusting Jesus to take care of the details of our life. We can go to him. And you know what? It's great to go to him like a child. Didn't he say that we're to come to him like children? And when I was thinking about that, I thought when I was growing up, you know, I would go to my parents for what I needed. And I didn't worry about the bills getting paid. I didn't worry about anything. I didn't worry about the trash getting taken out or the house getting clean or repairs or any of that. Because I just trusted my parents to take care of me. And what I needed, they made sure I had. And so when we come to God as a child, our Father God as a child, we come to him and we trust him. He knows the details of our life. He already knows what you're going to need tomorrow. You know, he already knew that Pastor Cheryl was going to be in that accident. And you know what? He took care of her. And he's healing her body. And he's making her whole. And he's giving her peace of mind. Because that's what God does for us. He takes care of all the details. We just go to the Father. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We've got to learn about him. We've got to know about him. We've got to know him as a close friend and confidant and our Father. He's somebody we can run to. He's a refuge in the time of trouble. He's a shelter in the time of the storm. We run to our Father God. We run into the shelter of the Most High and we abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah! Oh! We find rest there. Rest for our souls. Thank you, Lord. Third thing, reconciliation. Let's read it together. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Perfect peace can only be found when we're reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. There is no other way to the Father except through Jesus Christ. There's no other way to God except the blood way. Hallelujah. We thank Jesus that he sprinkled his blood on the mercy seat and he made a way for us. Another translation says, there is no more hostility between us. No sin blocking our relationship with him. Peace with God is possible only because Jesus paid the price for our sins through his death on the cross. Number four, peace is a gift to us. Let's read John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. We will never find real peace or security or rest or reconciliation apart from the Prince of Peace. My peace, Jesus said, I give to you. I give to you. It's a gift. And so we receive that peace into our heart and soul. And as we receive God's peace, the peace of God helps us rest in him and trust in him. He brings perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Another translation says, he will keep you in perfect peace. Oh, okay. And that's the one I put up. Whose mind is stayed on you? We got to keep our mind on the Lord. We let our mind drift off to the problem. And then when we start thinking about the problem, we get caught up in the what ifs. Because then we start thinking of all these scenarios that could happen from this problem. No, the Lord said, keep your mind where? Stayed on him. He's the only thing that never changes. His promises never change. He's our Prince of Peace. And he brings perfect peace. Perfect peace. Five, God's peace. He brings peace that passes understanding. One of my favorite scriptures. Let's read it together. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The baby whose birthday we celebrate is the source of perpetual, perfect peace. A peace that we will never fully comprehend this side of heaven, but a peace that we cannot understand apart from the Prince of Peace. Jesus came to earth as our Prince, our ruler, our King. And as the praise team is coming, I wanted to share a story with you. Paul Harvey tells the story of a father whose son had gone off to fight for the Union Army during the American Civil War. And after months of camp fever, his son finally saw battle and was seriously wounded. News of his son's wound came to the father on Christmas Eve. And being a poet, he sat down and expressed his anguish in a song. And Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, which is a descendant of mine and Leonard's, he's in our genealogy. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote these words as he contemplated that bleak Christmas morning. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. The hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow didn't end his song in despair. When he heard the bells on Christmas Day, he looked beyond the conflict and stress of the moment and realized that real peace was possible, but only in the Prince of Peace. And his fourth verse goes like this. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I ask you a couple questions as we get ready to sing our closing song. Do you know real contentment, security, and rest in spite of the trials that are going on right now in your life? And can you truly say, it is well with my soul? Colossians 3:15, as we stand, let's all stand this morning. Because this gives us direction. It says, let the peace of God. So my question this morning, will you let the peace of God rule in your hearts? Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. As members of the body of Christ, as members of River of Life Community Church family, we are called to peace. The question is, will you let the peace of God rule? So I challenge you to make that commitment to the Lord today. To let his peace rule in your heart.